And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 one and all, to this morning session of The Brand Conversation. I know, guys, it's technically not morning anymore because it now constitutes as the midday session, but hey, you know, it still feels a little bit coldish. Not a little bit, it is cold. It's the 1st of June, signaling towards our first day of the winter season. And yay, for those of us who can still, you know, fit or get into our winter clothing in 2022. Now, nonetheless, guys, we get on to a very interesting discussion point that I started off with yesterday. Now, yesterday's discussion was in terms of the future of advertising, signaled towards the four main discussion points that we're going to expand into for today. Now, said four main discussion points towards the most important ones that signal the aspects of the channel. Just to explain, yesterday's discussion featured the various role players that we're going to expand into for today. Now, the expansion of yesterday's role players was just to indicate to you the channel, the role players, and what they look like, who they are, and what was the situation. Because you've got the digital platform companies, which are your Facebooks, your Googles, your Twitters. Then you've got the media companies. Then, though, the media companies, remember, they factor in or they own or they are operating the traditional communication mediums, that being TV, print, or radio. And then you've got the advertiser. The advertiser being the company who has the product or service that they wish to advertise. Then you get the agency, which is the advertising agency, which is the intermediary or middleman role that they take up in terms of buying advertising space or slots in the media companies. And then finally, you've got the consumer, the person, the individual, the you, the me, that all of us are being, you know, exposed to the various promotional messaging coming from this ecosystem that everyone is part of, this communication ecosystem. Now, today's communication ecosystem discussion, guys, and I'm going to dub that, yay. Today's communication ecosystem discussion takes us a little deeper. We get deeper into the scenarios of what the future of advertising will look like. So these scenarios point towards the following four discussions that we're going to have for today. That being the transactional you scenario. Secondly, the creative you scenario. Thirdly, the entertained masses scenario. And lastly, the fragmented masses scenario. So where do we find ourselves? Well, let's get into this discussion. Now, when we delve into these four approaches. Now, remember, these are all four approaches. These are all four possible outcomes or possible scenarios that will be or that could be one of the most obvious channels to follow for advertising messaging to reach who? The consumer on the ground, the consumer at home, the consumer in their own personal space. Now, remember, guys, what has happened is the traditional communication platforms, that being i.e. your radio, your TV, your print media, they owned their own communication approach. They owned their medium. They were in possession of their own medium. It's sometimes called in media theory or in media, you know, in media theory discussions, the media ownership question. Now, the media ownership question is now or has evolved into a different animal as well. Not the same role player, but now that you bring in someone else, someone that takes away that exclusivity that the media companies had, and now you've got the DPCs, known as the digital platform company. The digital platform companies mentioned are the Googles and the Facebooks. They then themselves created a platform and a space where everyone has to come together. Everyone. Now, remember, guys, I gave you the communal the communal area with the commercial farm smack bang in the middle of it. That's what the DPCs did. That's what digital platform companies did. They went to a communal area and established a commercial farm within the communal area. Now, taking from that, this expands us into our scenarios. So we start off with our first scenario. And our first scenario is the transactional you. Yes, you. You, the listener out there. You. That's the transactional you that we're delving into. So what does that mean? That means anyone can be an advertiser. Anyone. I've mentioned it, and it has actually come in the, it actually has actually come to the fore into the bigger public light with regards to you guys. Remember, I've even spoken about these people, the Order With Me business approach or business model that was subject to the confiscation and destruction of $5 million Namibian worth of goods just in last month being yesterday. The Order With Me business model places you in the same competitive realm as some of the more established advertisers that you would find in the media, in the communication space. Now, the transactional you guys, this is where data, consumer data, is also a key factor. Now, remember, I'm serving you with two messaging elements right now. The one is the you, the transactional you. That can be you selling something directly to another person. That can also be the you who is being, who is being motivated to participate in a transaction for targeted messaging at you. Messaging that you are somewhat feeling a little bit warmer towards. What do I mean by that? Well, let's, for example, say if you had to look at any advert in a newspaper right now, you would not feel anything for those ads. You would not respond to any of those ads, except now if you were someone that is looking for a job vacancy. So a vacancy would pique your interest. Vacancies would pique your interest. But if it were no vacancies then, it was just corporate branding taking place, you would not feel anything. You would not react. If there's no competition encased within that branding exercise, you would not do anything. There is no call to action. It's just you reading the editorial part on the page and perhaps seeing the ad down there. It's a little bit more difficult here on radio for you because you cannot avoid the messaging. The ad plays here on Eagle FM. You hear the ad in smack bang in the middle of where I was speaking before and where I'm speaking afterwards. So you hear the ad. And listening is a little bit more impactful if you take away reading. Because if you listen to something, you know, you subconsciously pay attention to what is being communicated. The same also for TV. If you can't change the channels, if you don't have pay-per-view TV, then you can't change the channel. You're stuck there watching the ad while you're programming, while the ad is in the middle of your programming. So you've got to wait for the ad to finish before your programming to return. Now, ultimately, guys, the scenario is changing within the transactional you discussion. Because remember, now the DPCs, the digital platform companies, are arming themselves with the AI components, the bots, and any other autonomous process that they are developing in order to structure messaging at various subcategories of consumers. So what does that mean? Well, you can establish various forms of niche marketing strategies, especially niche campaigning strategies. Said niche campaigning strategies means that if you had a man and a woman standing next to each other, the woman would see a different kind of messaging strategy and the man would be exposed to another kind of messaging strategy. All based upon, obviously, if you have a profile on said DPC platform, that would then entail that you would be seeing specific kinds of communication coming through, and myself seeing another form. Because I indicated when you open up a profile on one of the social media platforms, whether you're a man or a woman, you have to indicate that. Those are the metadata, the metas that they are collecting. Now, when that is collected, guys, they then know how to structure the targeted messaging. Now, the targeted messaging is then the aspect of knowing when to target messaging, how to target the messaging, and about what. So what happens? Data ownership, guys, is then the currency here. And this would make direct purchasing by consumers more detailed, as well as also more targeted in the scenario of the transactional you. Now, the advertiser would be able to reach a consumer anywhere, anytime, any place with their messaging. And this is ultimately to encourage the purchasing behavior to follow the same setting. Let's face it, guys. You know, there's always this wonderful thing in marketing where you've only got two obvious career choices to follow. In between there, somewhere you've got like the communication and marketing departments that have to do with, you know, labeling, packaging, deciding on, you know, fonts and color schemes and stuff like that. Somewhere there in between. But marketing's main focuses were always split up into not two polar extremes, but rather into two clear directions. The one was either advertising or sales, product sales. And the other one was always research, marketing research. Now, since marketing research now is something that has been taken over by the DPCs as well, right? Because the DPCs want to show you how many people have seen a message, how many people have shared this message, how many people have interacted with said message, because they've got something known as impressions that I've heard of on Facebook. And then there's another thing known as the retweets, or, you know, sharing on functions as well. Similar to also when you have a website where Google Analytics, if you allow Google AdSense onto your website, where Google Analytics will tell you how many people have visited your website, how many people are recurring visitors, how many people are new visitors, and for how long they stayed on not just your website, but also most of your web pages. That's what they do. So they give you those clear defining key descriptive categories of who and what the kind of visitor or consumer is. Now, we take away, we go from there. Ultimately, you don't know what each one looks like, because is this a minister? Is this a CEO? Is this a housewife? Is this a student? Is this a learner in a classroom? Is this a domestic worker? Is it a fisherman? Is it a miner? You don't know the profile of the person unless the person is someone that has a profile on the DPC platform. On a website, it's a little bit more vague. So you don't know who the people are. The only thing you've got is an IP address to work with. Now, I'm explaining to you the metas, the data, that is the key commodity here. The key commodity. Now, if it's on the DPC where the DPC, or if it's on the DPC's platform where the DPC is in charge of things, the DPC sits with all that information. So they know that Dwight is a radio journalist here at Eagle FM. They know there's a Jack or a Johannes or a Paulus or a Richard or a something that is a student or a teacher or a mechanic or a lawyer somewhere in the broader Namibian society, because you gave them that information that you're a lawyer, a mechanic, a teacher, a student. You gave them the information. It's encased within your profile. You gave it to them. Now remember, this is where I mentioned the data is key. And it's there to influence your purchasing behavior. Remember, because advertising's role is to do what? To influence said behavior. Now, it links us thus then into our next scenario. Now, we're done with the transactional you. It links us into our next scenario. Our next scenario leans a little bit into the transactional you, and this is the creative you. So the creative you now becomes or gets into the sense where you have the people that are the advertisers. This can be the individual selling something, or the company that has traditionally always commenced in advertising activity. Now, here, the question then becomes where creativity, not the question, but the main source or the main discussion point is that creativity is the source of highly creative campaigns. Remember that. Creativity is the source of highly creative campaigns. Guys, I see it a lot on YouTube. Facebook, not so much anymore, but on YouTube, it's intense. I follow about 10 or, no, not 10. That's an exaggeration. About 7 channels. Content creators is what they call these guys. Now, said content creators, guys, they produce various exists. They produce various contents. They have to stay key. Now, you would be asking me, so Dwight, why do you follow 7 content creators? Well, here's the key thing. These 7 content creators fall within the discussion points that are piquing my interest. Some discussion topics that I'm interested in. Now, I've purposefully, guys, for research-based approach, decided to follow and subscribe to people's channels because I wanted to see what do they do with regards to advertising. Now, remember, we always did not take notice of what the TV media corporations were doing or what the print media corporations are doing, or even here in the radio space, because we always, not assumed, but took for granted that advertising is a normal paid-for communication medium in between, woven in between the content. On YouTube, it will actually annoy you a little bit, guys. Believe you me. Do you know why? Because you're coming there, you're not looking for the one-size-fits-all content that you are subjected to on the TV, or even on Netflix, or even on the sports channels. You are going there because you have your time. You want to listen to what you are interested in. You want to pay attention to what you are interested in. Nothing more, nothing less. You are in charge of what you want to consume. You, yes, you, sitting there, listening to me. You, the listener. You're in charge of it. Because ultimately, what happens is that favorite content creator that you love listening to or love watching is now bringing in paid for sponsorship slots. The paid for sponsorship slots dictate what? Specific targeted messaging campaigns. There's a specific brand that I've seen mostly appear on who are content creators on most of their channels. And it's always about a specific kind of wallet. Now, it's the third time I've seen it they don't have the same content, but they all are men. The guys who own the channels, they are all men. But it's the same thing. It's the same advertiser that I'm seeing there. Now, the advertiser realized, okay, there's a DPC and there's a content creator. The content creator is dependent upon the DPC's platform, the DPC being Google, or who owns Yahoo. Not Yahoo, sorry. They don't own Yahoo. Who owns YouTube. And from there, they know then, okay, people can get in touch and view this content creator's content. You can share your comments, you can share your likes, you can do your stuff. Now, personalized advertising, guys, in the creative view, is the new norm in this specific scenario, in this specific strand, because the customers find well-tailored campaigns more entertaining
and personalized.
For sure, guys. you would be surprised how entertaining the aspects look like, because it's your content creator, the person you are following, who's technically telling you, hey guys, listen, I bought this kind of brand of milk and it does this for me. If you're someone that suffers from lactose intolerance or XYZ kind of reaction towards what we find in traditional milk or current milk settings, this brand is for you. There is a link in the description for you to enjoy a discount. It's tailored. That scenario that I explained there is tailored, because I've heard it so many times. Now, the nice thing is, as mentioned, you also can't skip. You can technically skip the advertising. You can technically skip it. Because it also puts it, you get the power of either listening or not, or being exposed or not, to said advertising. Now, the advertisers themselves, guys, are now also in the form of data collection. So what happens? The advertiser, meaning the company that owns the product or service or produces the product or service, is now also generating or collecting in-house databases about customers. And this is also the foundation here that links into the transactional sphere, because the transactional sphere is also similar in the sense, because data is key. Data is key. Now, adding into that, guys, the media fragmentation then takes place here, because this is where the media companies are now also creating their own strategic messaging in order to supplement their business models as well. Because everyone have seen the potentials that the social media platforms are providing, that the DPCs are generating. Now, this does signal to advertising agencies that they are also becoming irrelevant. They're losing their relevance within the entire marketing chain, for that matter. Now, ultimately, guys, this is the adapt or die principle being showcased here within the broader world of the future of advertising. Of the future of advertising. Now, this brings us up to our, first ad break here in the middle of the brand conversation. Stay tuned as we come right back after this.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wetha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wethako o manao manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvatha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back, and as you heard there, in terms of our mid-program advertising slot, that does actually feature smack bang squarely in the future of advertising. Now, we are halfway through our discussion point, because the future of advertising falls then into our next sphere or next scenario. The next scenario is the entertained masses. Now remember, guys, the transactional you, the creative you, gets down onto the ground with regards to what the advertiser and the DPCs want to do. And also, this also incorporates some of the operationality of even the media companies. Because the media companies are also adapting and becoming more adept at navigating their futures as well, in terms of incorporating and reaching out and collecting their own data about consumers, viewers, listeners, readers. So where do we find this? Well, with the entertained masses, entertainment becomes the key here. Because right there, people, listeners, viewers, readers, want tailored content to them. Like I said, guys, the exercise that I practice on myself in terms of following specific YouTube channels is me technically establishing my own tailored content. And yes, guys, you get people, you get content creators that are actually establishing, they're actually establishing regular broadcasting schedules. Regular broadcasting schedules like what you would find here on Eagle FM, on TV, and even in a newspaper. Even in a magazine. There's a regular anticipation of when programming, next edition, all that will come through. Because you can anticipate. It's all about being predictable. Now, entertainment here, in this scenario of the entertained masses, is all about linking the creative aspect to the paid-for advertising platform. Because consumers find entertainment is the new norm, because they will be feeling that the messages are for them. Now, this also has a limiting approach to it. Let's understand that. It also has a limiting approach. Because the consumers will then also feel a little bit more apprehensive. They will feel a little bit more hesitant with regards to data being collected about them. We've got to understand, guys, in the broader space now of data privacy, that's the reasons why you get, every time you visit a website, it is mandatory that thing that says we collect cookies, or we have programs that collect information about your visit to us, to our website. Do you accept our cookie policy, or do you want to tailor your cookie policy? Stuff like that. Now, in that same vein also, in that same approach also, is that the targeted messaging is actually based upon the what? The data. That the DPC, and also now that the media companies who are now also involved in this discussion, have all been engaging in. Because the DPCs know that you've got to open up a profile in order for you to make use of the full tech, the full services, the full functions of their platforms. The media companies, who are now also falling into the entertained masses approach, know that being up to date in terms of content is key to maintaining a readership, a viewership, or audience, and so on. They all know that. So what do? Well, the DPCs have now sort of like changed their game. The advertiser and the media companies have now changed their roles, wherein these roles allow them to collect data, to be also in the process of collecting data, to also now structure their communication mediums based upon the data that they have. This then also allows the DPCs to provide support, technical support, to said advertiser and to said media company. Something like, you guys have heard of Google Analytics. That's where that technical support comes in. Google Analytics, guys, is almost, if you're on a platform of Google and you decide to make use of their platforms, it comes part of the package. Sometimes it's for free. Other cases, it's not. Now, let me also share something with you. Any one of you that have a Gmail account, I'm not talking about a Gmail account that was established for your small business entity or for you as a business person. You know, they've got that email for businesses function is what Gmail has, which is a cloud-based function. If you use a normal, free, individual Gmail account, right? That account gets targeted messaging. Have you guys seen? If you have, you are already obviously sharing details and data and information with Google. And Google is targeting messaging from advertisers based here in Namibia or in Southern Africa. For example, I've seen a specific private university with targeted advertising to me, to my inbox. The same for even in some cases, a dating application. Now, in that same vein, guys, it does, not to say it poses questions, it just indicates to you or piques your interest in terms of going, but how do they know about, you know, what I like? But ultimately, they've been observing your surfing habits. They've been observing what you look at, what you like seeing, and what you stay the most in terms of, for example, they observe how long you stay on a specific page or even on a specific content creator if you're on YouTube, and what are the time frames and what are the similarities to other content creators. That's what they do. Now, in here, guys, you've also got to understand that as data collection is the main aim, with data being the commodity. Before that, under normal media theory concepts, is that they use the reader, the listener, the audience was always the commodity. But now, a function of you is now the commodity. A function of you. Meaning, your IP address, where your PC uses to connect onto the internet, that thing known as an IP address, internet protocol address. Your IP address is now a representation of you. Plus, your IP address also expands into something like your mobile phone. So then they would also know if you are logging in with the same Gmail account on your PC and on your mobile phone, they know, okay, cool, Dwight has got two devices, one he carries with him every day, which is we can target specific messaging to him. So let's place a uniform approach to the various services that he can access. And second onto that is also
We then start targeting the messaging to him. Said messaging coming in the phone, either in the form of through my inbox that I can see on my phone, or if I switch on the PC at home and decide to read things from there or consume information from there. Now, ultimately, guys, this is still a ongoing process because the onus here falls on a media company that becomes more challenging as they have to be more creative and consistently maintain their said levels of continuous content creation. They have to be there. There. Now, as the entertained masses, guys, have now, you know, they've now tailored their approach. They've now tailored their consumption habits. They've now tailored what they want to consume, when, how often. All that has now been established. We've got to understand that the things are changing for the worse for the ad agency. Remember, in yesterday's discussion, I noted the ad agency under the traditional communication ecosystem or channel, they were the middleman. They were the broker. They were the facilitator. They represented advertisers who wanted to be or wanted to buy advertising space with the media companies. Now, the advertiser can go directly to a DPC. The advertiser can now go directly to a media company. The advertiser can now collect in-house information on the own audiences and listeners and viewers and readers that are following them. Based on, because they've got a platform on a DPC platform. They have a Facebook account. They can generate their own stuff. Some of them can do their own data collection. They don't need the agency anymore. Some of them can do their own research. They don't need the ad agency anymore. Some of them can generate their own content. They don't need the ad agency anymore. That's why it's most now so relevant for a CEO or an MD to be very visible, to make appearances, or to represent the organization at various platforms. This then, guys, just after this next ad break, will lead us into our next discussion point as we will come back shortly after this.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now we come back, guys, and as we come back, we get into our last scenario of the future of advertising. Now, we've taken a look at the transactional you. We've taken a look at the creative you. We've taken a look at the entertained masses. Those are the three scenarios that we've completed so far. Lastly, we get into the discussion with regards to the fragmented masses. Now, the fragmentation mentioned here in the label itself has to do with, well, if you guys understand usually when something is, you know, thrown on its head or when things are turned upside down because they were like this first, now they went like this first. Well, that's where fragmentation comes in. Now, remember, I laid out the role players in yesterday's discussion and that four of the five role players were or had formed a traditional advertising channel or communication channel or ecosystem traditionally or conventionally. They were, first and foremost, as we always started from right to left, the consumer, then you got the advertiser, then you got the ad agency, and then you got the media company. Because remember, the media company were the guys that were, you know, Lakrai Kunang. They were the main guys. They were the main men. The main men and women. Now the main people are the DPCs. So that is number five that has now come into the picture. The DPC who decided to establish a private farm in a communal area. And in that private farm, as mentioned, guys, they own the petrol station, they own the clinic, they own the cooker shop, they own the police station, they own the fire brigade, they own the bed and breakfast, and they own the local municipality on that private farm. They own everything there, all the services there. And all the services, you get targeted messaging when you're in each one of those buildings. You get different kinds of messaging when you get there. If you're in the clinic, you get messaging about a doctor's number, doctor's addresses, various kinds of conditions, and so forth. If you're in the police station, you get targeted messaging about the best associated or affiliated lawyer numbers or contact details, you know, all their kinds of services that can be provided and who to call when and where. That's where the fragmentation takes place. It links back into my example of yesterday. That's where the fragmentation takes place. Now that fragmentation, guys, is key because in the previous scenario of the entertained masses, the main objective there was to develop a different form of brand power, not brand loyalty, brand power. Understand that. Brand power. Now here, buying decisions in the fragmentation element or the fragmented masses is that buying decisions are now triggered by brand power. The privacy level, the privacy limitations is also a major implication here, as people will be steered towards targeted messaging that comes from the media company or from the DPC or from the advertiser. Remember, guys, two of the guys that were originally part of the conventional ecosystem can now do their own thing. They can now do their own thing. For example, here at Eagle FM, if you go to our Facebook page, we are generating our own targeted messaging. Even though we are participating in a conventional communication medium, that being through the radio waves. But you can go to our website, you can go to our Facebook page, and you can listen to us. You can go to the application even on, doesn't matter which platform, the Google, the Apple, the on the Apple's platform or on the Google platform. And you can listen to us there. And this is all to target or to tailor messaging to you. You, the Namibian out there listening, it's to target it to you. Now, ultimately, guys, this is also where not just a media company realizing that they need to break things up, is that the advertiser as well can also do the same thing. They can have their own podcasting. They can have their own programming and targeted messaging taking place on their Facebook pages, on their social media platforms. They can collect their own data from the platforms that the DPCs provide them. This has been seen as what has happened during various, for example, the analytics scenario under Donald Trump's election campaigns, where Oxford Analytics was one such targeted messaging consultancy firm that was doing just that, establishing targeted messaging campaigns, even for a politician. Now here, guys, the role of the agency, the ad agency, once again, is under major threat because the media company and the DPC are both in command of their own content. They are creating their own content. They are creating their own content. And this approach has seen them, both these guys, having generated their own databases of consumer information. When people have always made the statement of that information is is key, or information is power, or information is, you know, one or other kind of advantageous instrument. It has always been that information continuously is what you need to make a decision, to make an informed decision. Information is key. Continuously, all the time, round the clock, wherever you go, wherever you sit, wherever you sleep, information is key. Now understand, guys, right here, the DPCs, the media companies, are clever. Because they can target each other and each other's databases of followers or listeners or viewers or readers. And they can simultaneously target the advertiser. Because the advertiser will always look for a way to reach as much eyeballs, or to reach as much ears, or to reach as much people as possible. I mentioned eyeballs because eyeballs has to do with, it's a type of terminology that's always used in terms of how many people see. And that's where you sometimes get the impressions situation, or the impressions measurement that is sometimes incorporated on some of these digital platforms, because they want to see who interacted with what, who clicked on what, who retweeted what, who reshared what, who reposted or rehosted or did what with the information that was communicated. Now, ultimately, guys, this is all about giving more power to the consumer. And remember, once again, you see a little ecosystem of advertising taking place, because you get the consumer, then you get the advertiser that will always stay a consumer of someone else. The media company can also be a consumer of the DPC, and simultaneously can also be sort of like a consumer of something else. For example, making use of an influencer or making use of an advertiser. Now, we've got to understand here, guys, that tailored content is driving the key. People will always listen to sport and always listen to, you know, impactful news, or where news is present. People will always listen to that because they know there's a need for that kinds of information. But then when it gets to the tailored information, when they switch off, when they turn away from those other information sources, they want what is entertaining for them, what is exciting for them, what is interesting for them, what is piquing their discussions, what is at the forefront of their, you know, thinking, and what they are considering, and what they want for fun, or what they want to find out, or what they want to share. They will always do that. Under conventional communication mediums, what happened? Things were dictated. Things are still being dictated. They are still being dictated. But nonetheless, as we are almost on, you know, almost heading into the finalities of today's program for the last 3 minutes. In terms of all that discussion, guys, you can get through to us and communicate with us. Drop us your discussions, your questions, your suggestions, your comments, either through the LelaPay platform, in terms of directing it directly to us. Right there, guys, you can also see that where you can have a buy-in into the discussions taking place, questions, comments, not just advertising, but questions and comments, and also highlighting certain discussion points that you would like to know about. Reach us there. Ultimately, also, the social media platforms are also there at your disposal. For example, get to us on our Facebook pages. We also have, you know, an opportunity there for you to post something, share something, indicate a question or an interesting part that you would like to hear about or would like answered on the discussions. Go ahead. Hit us up. Let's see what you have to share. Let's see what you have to to ask. Now, on that same regard, guys, do stay tuned also as the rest of the programming will take place here right after the brand conversation in your number one talk radio station as the On The Radar team are ready or getting ready because I see them slightly, you know, ready to approach or ready to make their entrance. But also ultimately, do remember to always get in touch with our social media platforms. If you don't, if you haven't had the opportunity to, you know, stay tuned to your regular programming here on the radio, there's always the website as well as also the social media platforms, as we also bring you the lovely streaming opportunity right there on our Facebook page. Ultimately, if not, well, you know, it's up to you and when you feel comfortable in order of making use or tapping back into those discussion points. You can still catch me later on tonight here on the Business and Economic Zone, where we will be delving in all, if or anything, or most discussions based upon the business world and the realm of economics and so forth. But ultimately, stay tuned as the rest of the programming is to follow shortly after this. And let's see each other again later tonight.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital at omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. LelaPay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.